91X News.
It's 2 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm William Prue. Six of the seven candidates who ran for mayor in Belleville last October had filed their expense claims. Unfortunately, one candidate did not. Courtney Modest has more.
Bill Glitzky wishes he could tell his loyal supporters that he'll be running in the next mayoral election, but for right now, that just isn't possible.
I wish I could tell you that there was some great mystery to it, some bizarre confluence of events or something like that, but no, it was a miscommunication, and basically I lost track of where we were on the calendar.
Glitzky says he was more disappointed than surprised when he found out he wasn't eligible to run in the next election.
I don't know the law well enough to know if there is a way to apply to have this ruling overturned or not. I haven't looked into that at this point. My focus right now is getting this done, getting all the correct information into the city clerk.
He says he's doing everything in his power to fill out the right paperwork properly as soon as possible.
I have spent the last day or so making sure everything that is needed for them is ready to go. As it turns out, there still are a couple things that need to be fully taken care of and addressed.
Glitzy says his main focus now is working on his blog and his new job at Starboard Communications. Courtney Modest, QNET News, Belleville.
Mayor Tasso Christopher spoke about the Belleville Bulls with the city's business community earlier today. He says that he was saddened by the loss, but the city would persevere. He also says that the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center may have some new entertainment soon.
On the good side, we are getting phenomenal interest for our municipality and our facility in the hockey dynamics and different event dynamics.
Christopher says he wasn't allowed to name who is interested, but the city hopes to have a new tenant for the arena come September. Staying with the Commerce Meeting, the treatment and revitalization of Belleville's downtown should be starting soon. So says Mayor Tasso Christopher at a Chamber of Commerce meeting this morning. Christopher says that with the grunt work wrapping up, shovels can hit the ground for the first stage of the downtown project.
Now we're just at the point of doing the implementation. So phase one should be ready to go. Tenders closed yesterday, and hopefully we go for the big dig the first of May.
The first stage of the revitalization will rework the sewer systems, roads, and sidewalks from Pinnacle Street to Victoria Avenue. Ontario's deficit is trending in the wrong direction, says opposition parties. The deficit is $10.9 billion, which is lower than the $12.5 billion the Liberals projected, said Finance Minister Charles Souza. Souza says this will put the province back on the track to eliminate the deficit by 2018. Progressive Conservative finance critic Vic Fedeli says the government has not provided details on how it will eliminate the deficit, calling the numbers made up. Tim Hortons has been testing out different types of coffee all over Eastern Canada today. The Canadian Press's Don Kelly has a story.
Tim Hortons is looking to attract coffee connoisseurs with its first single-origin coffee. It's called Three Peaks Colombian. Tim's has traditionally served a coffee blend of beans from several sources in different countries. Last year, the company rolled out a dark roast in a bid to give customers more options. This new coffee is going to be available for the next 8 weeks in Sudbury and North Bay, Ontario, St. John and Moncton, New Brunswick, and Abitibi, Quebec. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Staying with Tim Hortons, a Belleville resident has won a car and roll up the rim. Canadian pop punk princess Avril Lavigne says she is getting over a medical scare. ABC's David Blaustein reports.
Avril Lavigne has been out of the spotlight for a little while, and now we know why. Lavigne tells People magazine she has Lyme disease and says she was bedridden for 5 months. Lavigne tells the magazine she first realized something was wrong in October when she went to Las Vegas to celebrate her 30th birthday. She says she felt terrible the whole time. Soon afterward, Lavigne was informed she had Lyme disease, which is commonly transmitted by a tick bite. She believes she was bitten by a tick sometime last spring. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Doctors have told Pope Francis to start cutting down on the pasta. ABC's Megan Williams has more.
Pope Francis made headlines recently when he predicted he wouldn't be pope for more than 4 or 5 years, admitting, say observers, that he doesn't expect to live much longer. But doctors say, despite having part of a lung removed years ago, the 78-year-old Catholic leader is in pretty good health. But they say he'd be in even better health if he reduced his pasta intake to just a couple of servings a week rather than every day, and increased his exercise to include a daily walk. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Belleville police are sending their thanks to a Good Samaritan. Around 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, an elderly male lost his wallet in the parking lot at Bridge Street West and Sydney Street. A woman located the wallet and turned it in to police. The man was grateful to get his wallet back, still containing all of his cash, and passes along his thanks to the unknown woman. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Buckley Smith has sports after this.
Hunters and anglers rejoice. Smart Buy and Sell has what you need. Fishing rods, tackle and reels, gas generators, perfect for the camp, ATV and snowmobile helmets, plus so much more. The great outdoors not your hobby? How about antique collectibles, gold coins, jewelry, historic bills, musical instruments, video games, movies? Whatever you're into, Smart Buy and Sell is too. And buyback loans are available. Smart Buy and Sell at 444 Dundas Street West, the only pawn shop in Belleville's West End.
Good afternoon, I'm Buckley Smith with QNET Sports. The Belleville Bulls are set for Game 3 tonight against the Barrie Colts. Belleville is down 2-0 to the Colts in the best-of-seven series after dropping the first 2 games in Barrie. The puck is set to drop at 7:05. There are just 4 games in the NHL tonight, and among those games, 2 Canadian teams are hitting the ice. The Toronto Maple Leafs are hoping for a rare 3-game winning streak tonight when they visit Buffalo. Elsewhere, the Edmonton Oilers are coming into town to face Anaheim. Staying with the NHL, Washington Capitals forward Alexander Ovechkin scored his 50th goal last night against the Carolina Hurricanes. This is Ovechkin's 6th 50-goal season, tying him with former NHL greats such as Marcel Dion, Mario Lemieux, and Guy Lafleur. This is another impressive feat to add to a career that has now seen him score 472 NHL goals. The NHL also named its 3 stars of the month. Goaltender Andrew Hammond of the Ottawa Senators took in the first star. Hammond sported a 10-1-1 record in the month of March. Calgary forward Erie Hudler and Minnesota goalie Devin Dubnyk were the other 2 stars. Also announced by the NHL last night was the Rookie of the Month for March. Calgary Flames left winger Johnny Gaudreau took home the accolade after putting up 16 points, consisting of 7 goals and 9 assists. Gaudreau also brought home the Rookie of the Month award in December. Drew Hutchinson will be taking the mound in his final preseason game for the Blue Jays today when they face off against the Boston Red Sox in spring training action. Today marks the end of Toronto spring training in Florida. The Jays will now move to Montreal to play the Cincinnati Reds in 2 exhibition games on Friday and Saturday before opening their season in New York on Monday against the Yankees. Canada's Pat Simmons rebounded from his first loss at the World Men's Curling Championship by defeating Switzerland 8-4 in today's morning draw. The win improved Simmons' record to 7-1. He's tied atop the standings with defending champion Thomas Ulsrud of Norway. Ulsrud beat Simmons in yesterday's late draw. In NBA action tonight, Andrew Wiggins of Vaughan, Ontario will get another chance against his hometown Toronto Raptors. The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing at home against the Raptors in one of 12 NBA games scheduled for the night. Toronto beat the Timberwolves by a score of 105-100 2 weeks ago in Wiggins' Air Canada Centre debut. Also, Toronto guard DeMar DeRozan is going to try to maintain his impressive form as the Raptors visit Minnesota tonight. DeRozan capped off an impressive month of March with a career-high 42 points in a 99-96 win over Houston on Monday night. Toronto has won 2 in a row while the Timberwolves have dropped 4 straight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness near midnight, then a 60% chance of flurries or rain showers overnight, and a risk of freezing rain. A low of -2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a few showers beginning late in the afternoon, wind becoming southwest at 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 in the afternoon, and a high of 11. Tomorrow night, a few showers ending after midnight, then clearing. Wind southwest going 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming north to 30, then west to 20 near midnight. And the low of +4. And on Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 12. At 4:09, it's 2 degrees and sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. With Buckley Smith, I'm William Prue, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.